And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. They found him in the temple, and they were amazed. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. The Pusey House Walking Club has made two expeditions to Boar's Hill, southwest of the city, over our late holy days. An ideal destination for a walk, it was here that the poet Matthew Arnold described Oxford with her dreaming spires, from his incomparable view over the sweet city below. On our first attempt at this walk, I took three fellow pilgrims from our congregation along the Thames path, on which we got soaked in a heavy shower, before heading off in the direction of Boar's Hill. This was the first time I have literally got stuck in the mud. We then took a detour to plough on and climb the Ron Hill, which provided limited views in precisely the wrong direction for the city, which was entirely my fault. To be frank, we got lost, just as it was getting dark. Sacristan Richard and I, however, returned last week. Having reached a familiar landmark not far from the city, we stopped. We dispensed with the map. And we turned back again to hear birdsong and to see Oxford spires on the horizon. We found that we had already arrived. As pilgrims on God's earth, it is so often the case that we find what we are seeking when we stop and when we turn around. Soren Kierkegaard said that if one just keeps on walking, everything will be okay. And I think he was right. Nevertheless, walking to be relieved of our burdens, which was Kierkegaard's intention, only really works when our walking is transformed into a process of burrowing, into the earth, of burrowing deeper and deeper into God's love. As Christians, walking must be punctuated by routinely turning back again to find what we are really looking for. What we are seeking is the comforting presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, precisely in those burdens which we carry with us in our knapsacks. To put it another way, when walking alone, one's thoughts and concerns rise to the surface, like pop-up pirates in the game that some of us enjoyed growing up. One's heart beats in one's ears. It is when we stop, dead still, and turn back again, that we find we need not be conformed to this world or obsess over worldly concerns, that we are transformed into something holy and acceptable unto God. Often the map gets in the way because we think we know how to deal with those concerns and that we know where we are headed. This is a risky strategy. It gets muddy and dark, and you might have to text a deacon to arrange a taxi ride home. The truth is that by turning back, before we get in that position, we are overawed by the beauty of the earth, of which we and our knapsacks of burdens are an integral part. Not only that, by turning back, in the light, by stilling our hearts, we just might catch a glimpse on the horizon of a city in which Christ reigns in glory. So stop and turn around. You might ask how we do that, how we stop and turn when not literally roaming the earth. On Sunday last, Thava Westerther exhorted us to repent of situations in which we have left our Lord behind to walk in our own paths. In practice, this must mean spending time in private prayer before the Lord. This must mean spending time apart from one another to ask ourselves if we have been God-centered or self-centered in our lives to date. A national lockdown, thankfully, provides oodles of time in which to do just that. Those in the church are here to support us, but like Mary, we must also keep the word of God in our hearts and in our homes. During lockdown, we must still our hearts before the Lord in prayer, if we are to discern our Father's business, or prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It will not be wasted time. Turn to Christ. Confess your sins, and he will give you wisdom and stature with which to perceive and know the city on the horizon in which he reigns in glory. Of course, it is not the case that we walk alone. Nevertheless, to be a true community, a true communion of souls, we must have that individual act of repentance, of turning back again to Christ in common. Being apart, we know that we grow closer together insofar as we rediscover that our lives are not really our own. Our job today, therefore, if one can use that phrase, is to show the world that what we are seeking is not simply each other's company on a walk. Each other's company is not enough. The world is not enough to fill the hole in our lives which coronavirus restrictions have not created. They have exposed. Our longing for God, which can only be satiated when you and I turn around. Why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee, sorrowing. Our Father seeks us too, yet often we set out together on a journey, only to find that he is no longer with us. It is incumbent on each one of us to stop and turn around. We can have confidence in the future of the church, our We Walking Club, if we recognize that repentance is what we are called upon to do today, more so than ever. We carry burdens in our knapsacks, but finally we seem to be at that stage in which we have begun to learn that those burdens are being used for holy purposes, even for the church's growth. In the Nativity, in the build-up to Christmas, Mary and Joseph were told by angels, "Do not be afraid." And so were we. Now, they, having lost Christ, have stopped, have turned around, have found him, and they are amazed. It might yet come to pass that we will be amazed if we stop and turn around. This is an exciting time to be a Christian, because in stopping, we continue to burrow into God's earth, to burrow into God's love, even to begin to walk back in all humility. Think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith, and it might just come to pass that we will be for others that city on the horizon, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Christ did not stay in the temple. He went down with them into the world and was their subject. God turned back for us. Likewise, we do not stay on the hill. We come down as the body of Christ with grace and power, but only ever insofar as we have stopped, turned back, and found him, insofar as we have stilled our hearts in prayer, and insofar as we are amazed. Amen.